of the KZN North Coast. This is Radio Life and Style. Here with me, Mike, in the morning. And getting into a wild interview right now with an organization called Wildlife Rescue in the spotlight. If you already know the amazing work that Wildlife Rescue does in and around our coastline, well, then get close, because this is an invitation for you to help power the mission and to keep it running. And running is the operative word here. I'm going to explain what I mean in a second. But welcoming to the microphone, Lindy Elms from Wildlife Rescue, back for another catch-up. Lindy, how are you?
Morning, Mark. Morning, everybody. Great to be back. Thank you.
And alongside you, you can officially confirm your new ambassador for Wildlife Rescue, Gina G, well-known fitness personality, fitness instructor, and now a runner for the Wildlife Rescue cause. How are you, Gina?
I'm good. Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everybody. Hey. Thank you for having us.
I'm super excited. We had a little catch-up last week, for those that might have missed that chat on radio, Lindy, let's recap and explain what Wildlife Rescue is. What are you focused on, and why does the work you do matter so much?
So, Mark, we are first responders on the scene. We're there to any wild animals that people was able to pick up. We come in, we do the rescue, we stabilize the animal, we get it to the vet, we pay vet's bills, petrol, time, everything is at our cost, and we don't charge a call-out fee. So because of that, we have to do fundraising to cover our costs. There's no salaries involved. It's just cost covering. And Gina has come on board as our ambassador to run for us to raise funds for Wildlife Rescue to cover our operating costs,
which I imagine are considerable. And the fact that that this is all, you know, all the operations that you carry out, all the rescues, and all of the associated costs are at your own expense. I mean, if someone's got an injured monkey in their backyard in distress, and they need a professional to come and rescue, you're not charging them a cent for that call out.
100%, Mark. We don't charge at all, because we want people to call them in. So if somebody sees an injured animal, they think, "Oh, I'm not going to pay for that." So there's absolutely no cost, there's no pressure, it's not even mentioned while we do the rescue, and we do cover all of those costs for the animal. But the to do the rescues and the fundraising is really hard work to try and get a balance there. So having someone like Gina come in and helping us in this way is really huge for Wildlife Rescue.
Well, I'm very excited, because this coming weekend, in fact Sunday, if I have it right, to Gina, you are going to be tackling for you an exciting new milestone. This is your first full marathon. You're an accomplished athlete, and by all accounts, you're a lightning fast 21 kilometer half marathon runner. You won your last half marathon, if I have it correct, and now you're taking things up a notch and tackling a full marathon, 42 kilometers, is that right?
That's correct,
wow,
yes.
Wow, Sunday. And you're running as the new ambassador for Wildlife Rescue on the 3rd of May to raise funds. How can the good people of the North Coast get behind you and support you in your fundraising running mission?
Okay, so we have a Facebook page, and it's called Gina G Running for the Wild. On that page, you'll find Backer Buddy, and you can do a donation on there. And I am extremely grateful for the donations that have been made up to date. Thank you, everybody that has been donating. It's for an amazing cause, and it's just given me even more drive to carry out each and every single kilometer that I'm faced with, as it is my first full marathon. But I'm absolutely so ready for it.
Yeah, I can tell. You've got this energy about you. The eye of the tiger.
Yeah. And inspiring all of that is obviously all the amazing work that Wildlife Rescue does, especially Lindy, and the hours that I know of and see what she does for her organization and what she does for this community is unbelievable, and it's inspiring, and it's just given me more drive. And we won't mention the London Marathon Oak that finished the marathon in 2 hours. Like Lindy's saying to me this morning, Gina, you can do this, you can do this. And I'm like,
well, yeah. One thing at a time. First marathon, just to get to the finish line on a marathon, I think is an incredible achievement. We have no doubt you'll be able to make it. And as you say, every step, every kilometer being fueled with the knowledge that you're running for a cause, that you've got folks keeping tabs on you and cheering you on virtually and literally on the sidelines. So, we've got just a few days before that exciting moment rolls around. So, we're on Tuesday today. Sunday is the run day. And yes. you can, in the interim, follow the two pages I would urge you to follow, Wildlife Rescue, which is the main homepage, and then Gina's specific page, Gina G Running for the Wild.
That's correct, yes.
Magic. You'll find the Backer Buddy link up on the page there, and whatever you can, whatever amount you're able to pledge, it all goes towards, I mean, every cent goes towards the work that Wildlife Rescue does, which is free of charge to the public, and comes out of the pockets of everyone who's part of the organization. And what an amazing organization it is, what an asset it is to have on our wild, luckily we still have wild things that roam on our coastline. Hey, I mean, many parts of the world have been stripped so bare that there's hardly any biodiversity, but we're really lucky to live in still quite a magical animal kingdom. Wouldn't you agree, Lindy?
100%, Mark, but at the rates it's going, the amount of animals that we're losing on the roads, people shooting. Last week I personally picked up 5 monkeys that had been shot with a pellet gun, not dead, maimed, and had to euthanize. 5 in 1 week people are shooting, and I know where they're shooting. We have a plan to try and find out. It is a 5-year jail sentence if somebody gets convicted of shooting.
So it's a criminal offense.
It's a criminal offense, and I have law enforcement behind me. It's not something I can do. Law enforcement will take this on. Too terrible.
It's just mind-boggling that in this day and age, as you say, with the law behind you, that people are still doing this. They're still inflicting such a cruel and heinous act of violence towards natural living creatures.
100%, Mark. And the other thing is, if you are going to shoot a male monkey because he's irritating you, whatever reason, it disrupts the whole troop. So the arrangements of the troop is completely disrupted. There's chaos in the troop because they haven't got a leader anymore. So they're doing way more damage by shooting one monkey than just learning how to live with them, to coexist with them.
Wow. And I think that's a big part of the equation as well, is the education component. And we're trying to get the word out here on Radio Life and Style with regular chats and having experts like Lindy on the microphone. The most important thing right now is to make sure that you can keep doing the work that you do. Wildlife Rescue, a fantastic non-profit organization based here in Balito, serving our coastline and operating far and wide on their own steam, on their own dime. And if you want to help make sure that they can keep going, then this is your call to action. Gina G is running as the new ambassador for Wildlife Rescue. She's running her first full marathon this Sunday, the 3rd of May, and you can find her on Facebook and follow her and support her via Backer Buddy on her page, Gina G Running for the Wild. Please like and follow the Wildlife Rescue page as well. And we'll definitely need to have a connect after the after the weekend to see if another record time was
was, I was going to ask 2 hours. If you a possibility, you can just come and interview me at home.
I won't be able to walk.
I'll be lying in bed.
Feet will be up, well rested, well deserved. And wishing you all the best. I don't know what you're supposed to say. You know, sometimes you're not supposed to say good luck. You're supposed to say break a leg. But that doesn't sound right for a running thing.
But Mark can also say that the encouragement that Gina's getting by seeing that the people that are behind her, the people that are making donations, is huge for her to empower her to know a little bit more pressure. But now she's got all these people behind her that are supporting her, which is huge for her. Her mental capacity to do the run.
Absolutely. And look, you, as I say, you're both well known in the community. And if you're listening to this and if you think, hey, I know her, then this is a gentle reminder that this Sunday you can be putting just the positive pressure to make sure that Gina knows she's got your support in the background. ground. Wishing you a really, really strong run on Sunday, Gina.
Thank you so much, and Mike. I really appreciate that. And I really just want to say again, thank you to everybody that has donated up to this date. And I'm just very, very grateful and very blessed to have this opportunity. And I'm really going to go and try my best and do what I can do. And I know that... Nothing like a little bit of fresh lens. And thanks to everybody. I really, really do appreciate it. And next time I'll be chatting to you, will be on Tuesday, giving you an update on the marathon. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Super excited. And Lindy, more power to you and the work that Wildlife Rescue does. Looking forward to many more successful rescues and to having a chat again on Radio Life and Style.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Back to the music right now. Keeping things wild, here's John Mayer, Wild Blue.